So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Hamoicher Zesav Le'etzim. If a person sold someone an olive tree in his field for the Lekech to cut down and use the wood, and in the meantime the tree produced some olives, it depends. If Asu Pachas Merviyas L'sa Hare Elo Shabal HaZesim. If it was a small amount, less than a Revius of oil per Sa, the Lekech who owns the tree gets these olives. Asu Revius L'sa Ze'omer Zesav Gadlu Ve'ze'omer Arti Gadlu Yachloiku. If it was a larger amount, a revius of oil per sa or more, they split the olives because both the tree and the land contributed to producing the olives. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers to where domale stama. The Meicher did not specify a time for the Lekech to cut down the tree. Therefore, pachas mirvius le kapti inchi, revius kapti inchi. The Meicher does not care about a small amount, but he does care about a larger amount. However, if the amale cuts la alter, afala pachas mirvius nami le bala karka. If the Meicher specified that Lekech cut the tree down immediately, then even less than a revius l'sa is split evenly. And if the Amalek kol emes de bo'isa koitz, afal revius nami labal zesim. If the Meicher specified that Lekech may cut the tree whenever he wants to, then even a revius l'sa or more belongs to Lekech. The Mishnah continues. Shatav nar zesav nesanam tech stecha veroi, ze'o emer zesu godlu, ve'ze'o emer arti godlu yachloiku. If a river overflowed and washed a person's olive tree into someone else's field, and the tree took root and produced olives, they split the olives because both the tree and the land contributed to producing the olives. Rish Lakish makes the following distinction. Only if the tree was uprooted together with its earth, and the olives that grew within the first 3 years, does the owner of the tree get part of the olives? Because the owner of the field gained from the tree in that he can use the fruit of the first 3 years because there is no Isser Arla. Had the owner of the field planted his own tree, he could not have used the fruit of the first 3 years because there would have been an Isser Arla. Avla achar shalish, hakol bala karka. However, the olives that grew after 3 years, the owner of the field gets all the olives because he claims, I'ano nati la achar shalish mi la bachilna le kule. I did not gain from your tree because had I planted my own tree at that time, I would have been able to use all the fruits by now because there would be no longer an Issa Arla. The Gemara cites a brisa. Amar hala zeisi ani noitel ein shem eloi mishum yishub Eretz Yisrael. If the owner of the tree wants to take back his tree, we do not allow him to do so because there is a mitzvah to sell the land of Eretz Yisrael. He must leave it there and the owner of the field pays for the tree. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites the machlekes of Yeshkin Lenachri be'Eretz Yisrael lafki miyad meiser. If a non-Jew owns property in Eretz Yisrael, its produce is exempt from trumas and meisers. Or ain't kin Lenachri be'Eretz Yisrael lafki miyad meiser, its produce is not exempt from trumas and meisers. The Gemara also discusses mikabel lafka chaycher dami. There are two ways of leasing and cultivating the land. Chaycher, his rental fee is a fixed amount of produce per season, regardless of the yield. Therefore, he has to separate trumas and maisers from the entire produce before he pays the owner, because the entire yield belongs to him, and if he paid before separating, he would be peireach avasei b'maiser, which is forbidden. Mekabel, his rental fee is a percentage of the yield. Therefore, he does not have to separate trumas and maisers from the entire produce before he gives the owner his part, because the entire yield does not belong to him. He is not peireach avasei b'maiser because the owner's part belongs to the owner from the outset and is merely giving him his part. However, the Gemara cites in Mishnah Masechtas Demai that in the case of a mekabel sada avosa menan achri ma'aser b'noisen loy, if his ancestral land is now owned by a non-Jew and he leases it from him, the Chacham initiated that he has to first separate trumas u'maisers kedei shtei bara b'yadoi as an incentive to redeem it from the non-Jew. The Gemara proceeds with a related halacha. If a person went into someone else's field and planted trees without permission, Rav says, if the field was not suitable for trees and the owner did not benefit, the yerid has the disadvantage, as Rashi explains. If the value of the improvement to the field exceeded the expenses, the owner pays him only the lesser amount of the yitziyah. If the expenses exceeded the value of the improvements, the owner pays him only the lesser amount of the shvach. Shmuel says, "Besada ha'asu yelita, aim din kama adam reitz lita mesada zu lenoita." If the field was suitable for trees and the owner did benefit, the yerid has the advantage, and the owner pays him the amount a person would pay to have trees planted in his field. The Gemara continues. hayored lete churvase shel chaveru ubena shelo b'shusay. Va'amalei aitzei va'avane ani noitel. If a person went into someone else's ruins and rebuilt it without permission, and then he wants to take back his wooden bricks, Rav Nachman says shemalei, he may do so. Rav Sheshet says ain shemalei, he may not do so. Rav Yaakov Amar Biechan says bebayis shemalei, in a house he may do so. However, besada ain shemalei, in a field he may not do so either mishum yishu be'eretz Yisrael, but in chutz la'aretz shemalei, or because mishum kicha shada'ara, the ground was weakened by the roots, and therefore even in chutz la'aretz ain shemalei. Zakta Mishnah, Amasker Bayis L'Chaveri. As the Gemara explains, if a person rented out his house to someone without specifying a time, Stam Schirish L'Shem Yayim, the minimum time for a rental is 30 days. Therefore, if the owner wants the renter to leave, Tzarech Le'Yediyei, he must give him 30 days' notice as follows. B'Kfarim, in a small city, it depends. B'Maisa G'shamim, Inu Yechol Le'Yitziyei Min HaChag V'Ara Pesach, Elam Kein Ho'Yediyei Shleishem Yayim Mi'Ikara. If he wants the renter to leave any time during the winter months, he must give him notice 30 days before the winter begins, because le'ishchiach beisel le'meger, during the winter it is difficult to find a house to rent. If he wants the renter to leave during the summer, it is sufficient if the renter is given 30 days notice before the departure time, because shchiach beisel le'meger, during the summer it is easier to find a house to rent. And the Braisa adds, u'kishim shemasket tzorech le'idia, kach seicher tzorech le'idia. Just as the owner must give the renter advance notice, the renter must also give the owner advance notice if he intends to leave, because the owner claims, "Ei de'asen havetarachnu meisivna be'inish me'alma." Had I received notice, I would have attempted to find a good tenant. The Mishnah continues, "Ubekrachim echad yemeisachama ve'echad yemeisagshamim shnei masochedish." If a large city, both during the winter or summer, he must give him 12 months' notice, because as Rashi explains, Shakol nimshalchem logrisham v'habatim eimetzuyin lisker. Many people seek to reside in large cities, and it is always difficult to find a house to rent. U'b'chanuyos echad ayoris v'echad krachim shnei masor chedesh. In a storefront, regardless of whether it's in a small or large city, the renter must be given 12 months' notice, because as Rashi explains, Shechen v'nimakev l'makirin v'mhalach l'makam acher en yoydin ano yimtzu'u. A storekeeper gives credit of up to 1 year, and if he moves elsewhere, the customers will not know where to find him and will not be able to pay their debts. Rishim Gamliel says, Chanus shal nachtoim v'shal tzavam shal lishonim. For a baker or a dyer, the owner must give 3 years' notice, and they shekef and meruba, they give longer terms of up to 3 years. The Gemara says, Nafale beisa amalei lo yadifas minoi. If the owner's own house collapsed, he may ask the renter to leave without notice, because the renter is no better than the owner who also needs a home to live in. Zavnei ayorte oyave b'matana amalei lo yadifas migarve da'asas minei. If the owner sold, bequeathed, or gave away the house as a gift, the new owner must give the renter advance notice, because he is no better than the original owner. Kalalei lebrei, if the owner needed the home for his newly married son, it depends. Ihave efsheloidui, iboy liloidui. If the owner could have notified the renter but he did not, he may not remove him without notice, because he should have given him notice. Vilai omalei loidives minoi. But if the owner cannot have notified the renter, he may remove him without notice, because the renter is no better than the owner who needs the house for his son.